The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
What's happening, man? Welcome to Flashback Friday. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. We are the number one strip club podcast in the world. Yes, we are.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Yeah. I don't think anybody at home was cheering along with you, Alon. That's the problem. Yeah, like, okay. So anyway, this is Flashback Friday. And so what we do on Flashback Friday, let me explain this. We have another podcast called Panda Off the Charts. That's a monthly podcast that we do with Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com. And he brings us incredible celebrity guests. And so he does that every month. And what we do now on this one is we go back and we revisit some of those old, repurpose some of those old shows and kind of see what they're doing now. So I'm going to take you back today to October of 2021. It was our off the charts show with the incredible Lexi Pantera. And I know, Alon, that is like fresh in your mind. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm not going to say why yet. We'll talk about that after they listen to the interview. But yeah, it was unforgettable for me. I learned some things that day. Lexi is sexy, funny, really intelligent, great businesswoman. Really cool lady, and she's fun to follow on Instagram and social media, so I highly recommend you follow her on her socials as well.
Yeah, this was right when Booty on Her came out.
Yeah,
and that song, oh my goodness, did that song do well. Everywhere it did well. So yes. What we're going to do is we're going to play just a little piece. We're going to play the interview portion of that Panda Off the Charts show so you can hear when Alon and I had a chance to talk to Lexi Pantera, and let's do that now.
Do it.
Oh, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off because the red light is on. And you know what the red light means?
Lexi Pantera.
Panda Off the Charts for October 2021. It's the OTC for OCT. And we are, oh, man, check this guest out. Are you ready? We have got, I got this whole big intro, too. So she is an international recording artist. She's a dancer, an actress, a larger-than-life social media personality, the creator of Twerk Out, a dance fitness brand, and founder and CEO of Real Influence Talent Agency. She has got 3.1 million Facebook followers.
Million.
2.7 million Instagram followers.
Million.
2.1 million YouTube followers. And 200,000 TikTok followers. And that was it the last time you updated your bio, so I'm sure it's higher than that. And you've also got a badass logo to go with all this stuff, because I love your logo. Ladies and gentlemen, Lexi Pantera with us on the show.
Thank you. How sweet. The intro, that was A1.
Good.
I got to give my own intro.
Okay.
Like, first of all, I'm a huge fan. So I've been DJing for 25 years. I found you. I discovered you for my own club and my own sound like 7 years ago. A song called Downtown, the Club Vix.
Hey.
It's got this Persian vibe, right? It's got a really cool part to it. My girls love it. They've loved it for years. They're always like, Who is this? I'm like, Lexi Pantera. Two R's in the Pantera.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. But she doesn't stop there. Her music goes all across the board. I told you about the EDM flavor. I told you about the Persian flavor. We got the Latin and reggaeton flavors with tracks like Dame Dame. You got Mamacita. You have hip-hop flavors like Hot Girl and the track we debuted about a month or two ago called New Body that made the Panda Top 20 already. Cool-ass, like, future-based tracks, a lot of remixes of Bloodshot, which are sexy and cool.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I love that track. Lots of great tracks. And you are talking to the twerk queen of the world. Let me tell you why. So she, not only does she twerk like a motherfucker, check out her video. She will blow your mind.
Definitely.
But she teaches twerk as well, all across the country, all around the world. So, with that all being said, my first big question is, can men twerk?
It's up to you, baby.
Well, Lexi, you've got a new track out called Booty on Her that you did with Trina. And I want to ask you, we talked a little bit before we started recording, but I want to hear this Trina story again. So would you tell our listeners all about how what recording with Trina was like?
Oh, yeah. She definitely, number one, she did show up late, but listen, all divas have the right to do that. So I'm not going to be upset at it. But she got me drunk on set. You know, she came in here and she was like, I'm not doing anything unless you take this shot with me. I was like, I'm not a drinker, I'm a smoker. I gave her actually my Batty Blunt ring, which is literally right here. It's the ring that I smoke with.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, it's cute. Oh, yeah. So she took this from me and she's like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, because she was smoking her joint as well. And then she gave me a couple shots and she's like, let's go, and then got me tipsy drunk and we did the whole music video. It was so much fun. You guys will see it soon. And it was a good time. It was hot. It was great.
Shots of tequila.
Lots of booty shaking, lots of tequila, and lots of she's flirting with me.
Ooh, oh, hotness.
Oh, damn.
Hotness. And then the whole time, all she wanted, she was kept asking me, when are you twerking? But so when are you twerking? And I was like, it's coming. We have other scenes to do.
It's coming.
That's
don't awesome. Worry. She will twerk.
I had to save it for the end because she would stay till the end for that. So
smart thinking.
Smart. Yeah. Well, Lexi, what I want to do right now is play about 60 to 90 seconds of your new track, Booty on Her. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you some more. We're not going to let you out just too quick here. So let's go ahead and catch this Booty on Her, Lexi Pantera featuring Trina.
Booty on her. She got some booty on her.
I know.
Booty on her. She got some booty on her.
I do.
She got some booty
on her. I know.
Booty on her. She got some booty on her.
I'm a bad little bitch, I accept it. So I bought me a necklace. He like girls that live a little reckless. He got a death wish and it all falls down like Tetris. I'm giving him extras. And when he stroke it, I'm calling him daddy. When he up inside, got him on in a Lexus. Ass too thick, come spin on it. You come spin on it. He fell in love with my ass. Take a piss on it. Shaking it fast and he's slapping his dick on it. I just might twerk, drop, sit on it. He might just play, leave, ran on it. Kitty's the way he gon' love when I drip on it. It gets so good, I might go put my friend on it. He like when I twerk it. Hella ass pace, he purges. Bad little bitch named Virgin. Suck it, serve it. You know I stay tight like a virgin. Probably got him out here.
You know, awesome. I have to say, we've been doing this show, what, 6-7 years? We've been doing Panda Off the Charts. And
this is going to be the most fun show you've ever had. I know.
Damn right.
The without first time we have ever let a song go the full distance in history. Boy, history. That was enjoyable. Boy, that was enjoyable. I just want to rewind it here.
I'm not shocked about it, honestly.
Okay, so we're going to be back with the second half of that interview we did with Lexi Pantera coming up next.
This is DJ Mike D with my chums Danny Myers and Elon Fong right here on the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back to Flashback Friday, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Back with the second half of our Lexi Pantera interview from Panda Off the Charts.
See? I love
it. She even got me to twerk earlier. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I can get a lot of people to twerk. You'll be surprised.
I threw my back out, so don't pick me. I can't do it this week.
I had Howie Mandel once come twerk. Yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. It was hilarious.
You should do America's Got Talent.
That'd be awesome. I had Snoop Dogg a little bit come twerk.
Nice.
Did you get to smoke with Snoop?
I have before.
Okay.
All right. All right.
That was fun. I think it was in my I didn't smoke so much days. So I think I got super high for sure, and I probably left fast.
I'm in select company, man. Howie Mandel.
I've had some great experiences. I've had some great things like that I could say, I've done this, you know. I've had a blessed life for sure.
That's dope.
And you're only getting started.
My way to the top, baby. Listen to this music, though, because the music gets better. And I'm excited because I have such great projects ahead of me. And like I said, I want to hop on this tour, so God, inshallah, is bringing me what I want and will come to me. So I'm excited to see what's to come.
Yeah. Well, the song is great. And Trina's part just fit perfectly. I mean, it just fit so perfectly.
She got real nasty on there.
Yeah.
I expected her because that, honestly, I haven't been this nasty in a record. So I was like, if it's going to be aggressive, Trina is the one to come on the record, you know? So it made sense.
Mm-hmm. Alon, I'm going to go to you, man.
Yeah. Great track. I talked about it when I brought New Body on the show, and I said, you all got to hear Booty Honor as well. I knew that was coming up. I had heard a little bit of that. It's a dope track. The beat is sick. The rap is sick. I know the video will be hot because you're such a great performer. And I think on top of great vocals, and what separates you from a lot of other artists is you are such a phenomenal performer. You got to watch you. You know what I mean? And by the way, I feel like Dua Lipa took your EDM vibe.
Definitely. Listen, I think a lot of people,
I love Dua.
They can't take what I am, though.
No,
it's just,
no.
You know, the more people who learn about me,
yes,
the better. So that's why we're here doing this too, you know. And it's just gonna take some time, but I'm here. I'm all the girls mixed into one. You only you only need me.
You don't need Lexi. You don't need Lexi.
Yeah. Well, let me pop up to Bob Shea Party up at stripjointsmusic.com. I know you were, when you told me that you had her on the show, he doesn't say, oh, by the way, I got this. It's just kind of like in an email. I'm like, what?
I was the same way. I'm like, no way. I told him to go get you.
Time and, you know, and so all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't call me up and tell me. No, he puts it in the email schedule.
Oh, by the way.
So, Bob, how's everything up at Strip Joints Music? How did you get this set up, and how's it working for you?
Her manager gave me a call and said, we got to do that. And once he said Lexi Pantera, I go, you don't have to tell me about Lexi Pantera. We all love her here. You know, we just had her song, go on Broadway, her songs on just a couple months ago. You know, again, just everyone was singing her praises. So, I go, this is an easy one. And that was it. Then we got on a call. We talked about things we could do. We talked about bringing her on the show. And here we are today. So we're just getting it out to the DJs. It is up on Strip Joints Music. Any DJs can go there and download the song. We're going to be sending out, like I said previously, we're going to be sending it out this week to everybody. So 600-plus strip club DJs will be having it. And
When will the video be available? Because I know a lot of clubs play videos too, and that is such a big, you're such a visual artist that I think it's important that if we can get the video out to people too.
And we're going
I think in a little bit after.
Okay. Cool.
See. I know a lot of people love to play. It's up to the management team at the moment, but I'm over here in my creative space, but it's coming.
Well, as soon as that's done, we'll get it out to all the DJs as well.
It's definitely coming. That's what's so funny is, like, my whole career I've seen, like, just dancing, not even the music. So I'm excited that the music and the videos to the music are going to be playing now, because, like, my whole career I've just seen everyone DMing me or texting me or Snapchatting me, and it's always a picture of them at some random bar or random strip club or random club, and my booty is just up there shaking its, you know, life away. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, you would never expect it to play in these places, but they're still, even the old videos are still playing in these places. And I'm like, all right, we need to upgrade. We got better new things that we can bring to you. So this is going to help, and I'm super excited for Bob to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be part of it with you here.
Now, you may not know this, but you are frequently remixed as well. So what I suggest you go to SoundCloud and hit up the Pantera remixes. There's one dude, I think he's out of Mexico, Chingy. He does some sick remixes of your tracks.
There's a bunch of good remixes out there. And honestly, I'm excited for one of those to hit and pick up, because I know it's going to happen. I don't care. Listen, if a remix goes off, amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but it's great stuff. You have so much good stuff to play with as a DJ.
I welcome that. I welcome all the remixes and DJ mixes and stuff for sure. 1,000%. Cool.
Can I make a suggestion then to your management team? This is what gets younger DJs excited about doing remixes. I've seen artists do this where they've said, okay, we're going to release the stems. Here's all the stems. Here's your instrumental. Here's your drums. Here's this. Here's the that. Vocal. Let's do a little remix competition. Who's going to put the best one together? You make the stems available, especially with the software that is out now for DJs to put things together. I think if you just put that out as a challenge, I think that would be a great. I would like to do that, actually. I'd like to get a copy of the stems and see what I can do with it.
Well, then we'll have to talk to him and see what he says about it. I think that that's a great idea.
Yeah. Cool. Wow. Well, Lexi, for the 10% of the world that is not following you on social media. Okay.
Not much.
Yeah, not much. The name on social media is your name. And spell it all out so nobody can misspell it.
Oh, don't mind if I do. It is Lexy. That's the first name, Lexi with the Y. And last name is Pantera, Pantera. Pantera, and you can find me everywhere, baby. I'm everywhere.
Yes.
And I also have a little Finsta, so if you find me there, you'll find me there as well.
Find you where? Sorry.
My little Finsta. It's my second Instagram, but it's in my bio. You'll see it.
Okay.
It's secret, but not too secret.
It's not very a secret anymore.
No.
Well, Lexi, I'll tell you what, I don't want this interview to end, but we really, really seriously thank you for coming on. You're such a joy. Wow, look at those nails again. Do that again. I want to see your nails. Lexi Pantera. Okay, the first thing I gotta clarify before, if you were listening to that, we said something about I played the entire version. That was the first time we ever played the entire version of anybody's song on one of our podcasts because we were having so much fun. But since we recorded that, Spotify has since told us that we're not allowed to play full-length songs anymore. Mm-hmm. So in that particular edit, I only played about 30 mm-hmm. seconds of it. But if you want to listen to the entire thing, that entire interview, we'll put a link in our show notes down here. It's also at pandaoffthecharts.com. Alon! Can I tell them that we also recorded and released a video of you twerking?
Yeah, so I learned how to twerk. I mean, come on, how's that not memorable? Of course I'm going to remember that. I learned how to twerk. A little booty popping going on. Lon's got some booty on him, I guess. Not really. Mine's gotten kind of flat as I've gotten older. But but hey, I developed a new skill, and if I need to make some money, you know, daddy needs a new pair of shoes, now I can go down to the club and do it myself.
Well, you need to get Lexi to re-record Booty on Her for that version you did. And it's going to be called Belly on Him. He got a belly on him. Oh,
you got jokes. So you're saying I'm fat. All right. You know, I've had a rough year. Okay. I've been doing some comfort food.
When you raised up to do that booty thing, there was a little belly showing in the front. I just, you know. But anyway, that's all on YouTube. So we'll link that in there as well. But my God, was she fun. What's she up to now?
Man, she's been doing a bunch of stuff. Dropped a couple singles just this year. The first one was in February. It's called Under Me. Great track. I was actually going to use it for a future Panda Off the Charts. So you'll be hearing it there soon. She also had Depend on You Part A and B, which came out March 24th of this year. And she just released, as a featured artist, Esther Anaya's new track, Before I Go, and it features Lexi Pantera. So three new tracks for you to check out. It's on Spotify, you know. iTunes, if that's still around.
Yes.
Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, awesome. And she's also touring, doing tour clinics and performances. She just performed in April at 11 with Esther Anaya doing that song Before I Go.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
April 20th, 420. She's a big stoner. So. She's a smoker.
Yeah, she talked about that in the interview a little bit. Yeah. I remember that. Uh-huh. I do. Yeah. So anyway, that was our interview with Lexi Pantera. We do these Flashback Fridays all the time, so check these out. Check out Panda Off the Charts. As a matter of fact, just so you know, all of the What's Hot the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rock and Roll Recap, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
And you know, you can still get your ballots in for the Class of 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. That's right. You get to vote. So go fill out the form. Where? I'll tell you where. It's at www.stripclubhof.com. Get your votes in now. The ballot's closing soon.
Yeah, Alon still types the W's. I don't know why.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.